Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites that tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Bruce plays his creation. Then our listener tries to name two things: the tune that's hidden in the Piano Puzzler and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Christina Stone is on the phone from Houston, Texas. Christina, welcome to PT.
Thank you.
Very glad to have you. Christina, what's your musical background?
Well, I learned how to play the piano when I was quite young, had about 4 years of piano lessons. And then over the years, I've sung in various choirs. Right now, I'm singing in my Methodist church choir.
Excellent. And how do you feel about being on the air with the Piano Puzzler?
Oh, I'm very excited. I really enjoy this part of the show, and I really enjoy performance today.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Well, Bruce is here. He'll play the piano. He'll play his puzzler. And then we'll see if you can name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking and see if you can figure out what tune is hidden in there as well. And Christina, I don't know what's coming either. So if you happen to get stuck on either one, you and I can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. And here's Bruce Adolf with your Piano Puzzler. Christina, what do you think?
You know, it almost sounded like Stephen Foster.
Well, that's an interesting comment. The tune is not Stephen Foster, but it could have been.
Right.
There's certainly a kind of Americana to it.
Yes, there certainly is.
Okay.
But the piano style, though, is somebody
mm-hmm.
else.
Yeah. Can you play a little bit more?
Yeah, I think I'll do it again. I'll start right at the beginning, and I'll do some of it. Thank you. That's almost all of it.
Christina, I can tell you that you've got folks from sea to shining sea pulling for you right now.
Oh, okay. America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is probably what subconsciously led you to Stephen Foster and Americana, because the word America probably got into your brain, and
yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we know the tune, America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
And now we still have the open question of what composer's style, who was Bruce imitating there?
I'm going to take a stab at Chopin.
And I'm glad you said that, although stabbing him is a little scary. But yes, yes, absolutely. It is definitely Chopin, absolutely.
Frederick Chopin. That's marvelous. And Bruce, what from Chopin's style were you borrowing in this puzzler?
There are quite a few things, Fred. But first of all, it is actually based on Nocturne, Opus 32, number 2. There's a nocturne that it starts with this phrase. That's a clue for piano lunatics, you know, who know that. But then, not only that, this note here that's sinking under and coming back is from the Chopin nocturne, and it's very Chopin to lean into the notes with these highly dissonant notes that resolve like that. You know, if that were to stay there, it would go into minor. But it doesn't stay there, it just leans
in. You know what? Chopin piano music is what I listen to the most, but I don't have that particular nocturne.
Well, you'll have to get that
one. Well, I do, yes.
And of course, the ornaments are directly, they're not only Chopin-like, they are the ornaments from that nocturne. And especially... I mean, they're slightly changed in order to fit what I'm doing, because he was not playing around with America the Beautiful. You know, I wonder if anyone knows who wrote America the Beautiful. I happen to know because I looked it up to make sure somebody did write it.
Well, is it Irving Berlin?
No, that's a really good thought, but he didn't write that. It's a person named Samuel Ward.
The composer of America the Beautiful, but somebody else wrote the words, if I remember right.
Yes, I don't know who wrote the words because I never bother to check on the words.
There are no words in Piano Puzzlers.
No.
We'll look that up, and I'm sure we'll get emails about that, too.
Yes, yes. All kinds of poets and lyricists will be very upset about that.
So America the Beautiful in the style of Frederick Chopin and quoting from a nocturne, Opus 32, number 2 by Chopin. Bruce, can we hear this one more time now that we know what all the pieces are?
Yes, and I also, when you said C to shining C, even though this is an A flat, the top note here is a C, and it begins that way and it ends that way. So there really is a shining
C. To C.
But in the key of A flat. Here we go.
The Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph this week. America the Beautiful, rewritten in the style of Frédéric Chopin, and in fact quoting extensively from a nocturne by Chopin, Opus 32, number 2. And Christina, you got it. You named the tune, and the first composer's name out of your mouth was Chopin. So very well done.
Thank you.
Christina, what's your public radio station?
KUHF in Houston, Texas.
Great station there in Houston, Texas. Christina Stone, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Bruce, also.
Oh, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.